Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is expected to appear later today in Delaware with his newly chosen vice presidential running mate, Kamala Harris. Biden had promised to select a woman for the ticket. Harris has been winning praise from Democratic leaders. Delaware Congresswoman Lisa Blunt Rochester told NPR's Morning Edition Harris will boost Biden's campaign.
It was really two things. You're looking for someone who could help us to win, but more importantly, someone who could govern with him. And so that was the priority.
Harris will be the first woman of color to run on a major party ticket. She has a long history of public service. In addition to the U.S. Senate, Harris served as California State Attorney General and San Francisco District Attorney. Republicans in a Georgia congressional district have chosen a candidate who supports the debunked QAnon conspiracy theory. NPR's Hannah Alam reports the conspiracy theorists support President Trump.
Marjorie Taylor Greene's own party has distanced itself over her past racist and bigoted remarks, but extremism trackers are also watching her campaign for another reason, her support for the QAnon, or Q, conspiracy theory. Q believers think President Trump is leading a secret war against Satan-worshipping deep state elites they say are involved in child trafficking. Analysts say the baseless theory is experiencing exponential growth, accelerated in recent months by the pandemic. An FBI memo last year called it a potential domestic terrorism threat. Media Matters for America counts Green among 19 Q-linked congressional candidates who will be on the ballot in November. Her district is solidly red, all but ensuring her a seat in Congress. Hannah Alam, NPR News.
Midwest residents are cleaning up from Monday's powerful straight-line storms. These killed two people and caused property damage. Crops were flattened from Iowa to Wisconsin. Iowa Public Radio's Clay Masters reports tens of thousands of Iowa customers still lack power.
The storm, known as a derecho, is like an inland hurricane. One of Iowa's largest power companies, MidAmerican Energy, reports 146,000 customers were still without power this morning. Spokesperson Tina Hoffman says they hope to have it all restored by Friday. She says over 200 distribution feeders that supply power to neighborhoods were down. They've restored half of them.
That's a little bit of the backbone work that goes into getting the full system back up. It's hard to see at that neighborhood level, but those are the things that will help us make really great progress and get down to the neighborhood level.
She says crews from multiple states have come into Iowa to help restore power. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds issued a disaster proclamation for 20 counties in her state. For NPR News, I'm Clay Masters in Des Moines.
Meanwhile, in northern Illinois, more than 200,000 power customers are still affected. On Wall Street, stocks are strongly higher. The Dow Jones Industrials are up more than 1%. This is NPR. There's been a train derailment in northeast Scotland. Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon says it's an extremely serious incident. There are reports of serious injuries. Police and paramedics are at the site. Smoke is rising above the incident. The region suffered heavy storms and flash flooding overnight. Turkey has killed two senior Iraqi security officials in a drone strike that was launched across the Iraqi border. NPR's Jane Araf has details.
The Iraqi government says the attack on a military vehicle killed two border guard generals and their driver in the Kurdistan region of northern Iraq. The two were brigade commanders reported to have been meeting with members of the PKK, a militant Kurdish-Turkish group considered terrorists by the Turkish government. In response, Iraq has canceled a planned visit by Turkey's defense minister to Baghdad. The PKK has used bases in northern Iraq to attack the Turkish military. Turkey in June launched a new offensive against the PKK, including airstrikes and soldiers deployed almost 10 miles into Iraq. Iraq has complained to Turkey about violations of its sovereignty and the killing of civilians in the airstrikes. Jane Araf, NPR News.
Emergency teams in the Indian Ocean island nation of Mauritius are still pumping oil out of an oil tanker there that ran aground. The teams have removed about 1,000 tons of oil, but another 1,000 tons have already spilled into the ocean on Mauritius's east coast. The teams want to get all the oil out of the ship before it breaks open. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.